This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. States across the country have issued shelter-in-place rules that urge individuals to stay home in order to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. And for those who disobey those rules, there can be legal consequences. That's what one pastor in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, discovered recently after openly defying state laws. Find out more after this break.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
In March, the governor of Louisiana issued an executive order disallowing gatherings of more than 50 people in order to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. As a result of the rules, many churches switched to live stream-only services, which are fully allowed, in order to continue to meet as a community. However, Pastor Tony Spell, who pastors Life Tabernacle Church in Baton Rouge, is not one of them. As a result, he has been at the center of controversy over the last month. Though the governor said no more than 50 people could gather in one place, Spell hosted a church service of 500 people in late March and was issued a summons as a result. Then Spell told CNN he hosted around 1,220 churchgoers on Palm Sunday, violating the order yet again. Police Chief Roger Corcoran told NBC News at the time that the state tried to resolve the matter without legal action, but said Mr. Spell made his intentions to continue to violate the law clear. Instead of showing the strength and resilience of our community during this difficult time, Mr. Spell has chosen to embarrass us for his own self-promotion. Things escalated on Tuesday, April 21st, when FaithWire reports Spell was arrested and charged with aggravated assault after quickly shifting his church bus into reverse and backing up into a protester. His attorney, Joseph Long, has said Spell never attempted or intended to run over the protester. The protester, named Tony Bennett, described it as an attack to the Associated Press. 3 days later, Louisiana District Judge Fred Crefaso asked Spell to limit the size of his church gatherings in compliance with state orders. But according to Fox News, Spell refused to comply and responded by citing 1 Peter 3:14. If ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Because Spell would not promise to comply, NBC News reports he was placed under house arrest and fitted with an ankle bracelet. Yet 2 days later, Spell showed up to his church to preach and even showed off his ankle monitor on a Facebook live stream. The congregation contained at least 80 people, once again in violation of the state's orders, who cheered as Spell entered the sanctuary. A few congregants wore gloves, but the majority were standing close together and not wearing masks, in defiance of social distancing regulations. Spell said in the video, "I'm not hiding anymore. Tomorrow at 12 o'clock, my voice will be silenced for several months. You will not hear from me again. I promise you, I will continue to do what I do. This is not about me. This is about our religious liberties." Spell was arrested again, this time for violating house arrest in addition to defying stay-at-home orders, but has since been released on bond. However, Spell's mother, Maggie Spell, shared the local police department's phone number on social media and urged church members to inundate the line with calls, according to WBRZ. As a result, police were unable on Wednesday, April 29th, to respond to emergency calls from citizens in the community, prompting the police department to make a statement on Facebook. Spell told Business Insider that his followers will only stop unjamming the phone lines when the police remove his ankle bracelet, which he received for breaking the law. However, Bible-reading Christians may note that Spell's actions run counter to Romans 13:1-2, which says, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment." And President Donald Trump has noted that churches that continue to gather large crowds together are, quote, "giving our invisible enemy a big advantage," end quote. Please continue to social distance and follow the laws and guidelines of your state as a way of both showing honor to God-appointed authorities and showing love to the physically vulnerable in your community. And pray for those who may have been exposed to infection as a result of Pastor Spell's actions for their healing. If you like the story, you can hear more stories like it through the Charisma Media Audio service. You can find more information at charismamediaaudio.com.
Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.